Of course, there are lots of zombie movies and TV shows out here, but how about a zombie romance? WTOP's guy in L.A., Dan Devey, says one such movie is coming out in a few days. It's called Warm Bodies.
Hey, Dimitri, it is great to be back with you again, as always, but I have to tell you that this week I'm even happier than I usually am, because after several disappointing weeks of nothing worth seeing, where I was a bit of a Debbie Downer, I'll admit it, I can finally begin a broadcast with my 100% stamp of approval on a new film hitting theaters this Friday called Warm Bodies. Yes, this is the story of a zombie who falls in love with a beautiful girl, and because of that love is slowly coming back to life, which I know might sound a little crazy, but the truth is, it's a fantastic feel-good film that, unlike a lot of movies these days, leaves you with a sweet, optimistic feeling that, regardless of how impractical it may be, sometimes love can conquer all. This story is basically just a reimagining of Romeo and Juliet, except the Capulets are the living and the Montagues are the zombies. Star Nicholas Hoult delivers an amazing performance as our zombie Romeo. Here he talks about figuring out just how human and just how dead he had to be.
It was tricky because, you know, he's undead, he eats brains, but there was another level of corpse-dom, I don't know how to say it, called the Bonies. They're the next level of decay, and they're pure evil and don't think at all. So I guess with this, it was the kind of movement fell into shape and the grunting and groaning and that kind of form of talking, and then eventually you just go on to set and hope for the best. I believed it though. You know, when I was doing the scenes, I was like, I'm dead and I like this girl and I want to make her see that I can be human and I want to feel a connection.
Australian-born actress Teresa Palmer plays the other side of this unlikely pairing, and trust me when I say, if the dead ever actually do begin to rise, this is the gal you want by your side.
Be pretty good in that kind of world, I have to say. Because of all the training on I Am Number 4, I know martial arts, I know how to shoot a shotgun because of Warm Bodies. I think I'd fare pretty good in a zombie apocalypse.
If you're someone who enjoys a funny, romantic, upbeat film, and you aren't afraid of the occasional on-screen consumption of brains, then Warm Bodies is a pretty safe bet. Now, in addition to our romantic zombie flick, which obviously I loved, February is also kicking off with another major release called Bullet to the Head that puts Sylvester Stallone back in the action spotlight as a Washington, D.C. detective who joins forces with a New Orleans hitman to avenge the deaths of their respective partners. While there's really nothing new under the sun here, it does give audiences a chance to see Jason Momoa, the actor who revived Conan the Barbarian last year, once again killing lots of people, but this time he's doing it in a far more civilized way. The film also stars Christian Slater, and while you can be pretty sure of no surprises, I think the chances of audiences getting exactly what they expect out of a film like this to be pretty high. Rounding out the nationwide releases for the week are the horror thriller A Haunting in Connecticut 2, Ghosts of Georgia, with former One Tree Hill star Chad Michael Murray, and a crime comedy called Stand Up Guys, starring Al Pacino, Alan Arkin, and Christopher Walken. So there's a pretty wide variety of options for moviegoers this weekend, Dimitri, and with that, I'm happy to say, finally a good reason for people to get back out there to their local theaters.
WTOP's Man in L.A., Dan Devey, with the Cinema Source. Today's movies from tomorrow's perspectives. Check it out at WTOP.com. Search cinema.